Is this your third or fourth time you're coming?
About third or fourth time.
It'll pass. Tonight. I would just inform myself just a few seconds ago. Tonight we're going to talk about not having any knowledge, not knowing, you know. And we spend it all of our life to correct the art of knowing, you know, to be a good climber, to be a good businessman, to be a good mother, to be a good husband. We tried very hard to perfect our role that we are playing. But tonight, for just a few minutes, we're going to concentrate on the fact that knowing has absolutely no value here right now. And for a moment, if we could just drop everything that we think we know, and everything that we think we are, how do you feel?
Light.
It's extreme boredom. Because you unemploy your mind when you do that. You fire your mind. Because the mind is an avenue of gathering information through all senses, and being the boss of senses and having it to report to the mind, and the mind will run the body around the circle like a dog after its tail, which is fantastic, and we do it every day. But for now, it is hilarious. For now, we're going to meditate two, three minutes, just please, if we can, for only 3 minutes, be nobody, absolutely nobody, without any knowledge. Let's close our eyes and do this. Slowly open your eyes, if you can, and if you care to do so. this is the state of being. And unless we have mastered the state of being, the state of becoming is chaotic. Because most of us have become somebody, but we never learned how to be. And so this is why the world is the way it is. Because not too many people know how to be, not this and that, just be. Because in that being, there is a presence. In that presence, there is an omnipresence. In that omnipresence, there is an omniscient. And in that omniscient, there is omnipotent. This is the art of living. No one has taught us because no one really knew how to teach us. So the truth, the peace, the joy, it is so close to our heart that is missed at every corner. So, and every time we look out, we are ignoring our own eyes. So when a teacher appears, as it did in my life, he is no longer a person, he is a clear mirror. And then I look into this mirror and I see myself. And then at that moment of contact, I am just being rather than becoming. So why is it so important, this art of living? Is every reason for which we're existing, the seed of it is in that being. Now, when we meditated on being nobody and nothing, what happened? Actually, we were the totality. Did any of you felt like you were bigger than your body in that? You did. How many of more? You did. This is an unbelievable realization, if we can hold on to it. This is not something we can buy in the bazaar. You are not even can be captured in your own body. That's how great and endless we are. Now, the art of living is not to be only inspired by someone, but the truth has to be so potent that as it is spoken, as it is experienced. So whenever we say that I am so and so, I have to correct myself. I am not a good mother. I am not a good husband. I am not a good person. I am an incredible person. I am the best knowledgeable person in that field, we're missing how to be. Isn't that ironic? I used the word again and I'm sure I mispronounced it. That when we are becoming, we're actually putting ourselves in a prison. In being, we can't, even the body cannot hold us. Because the consciousness has expanded itself. And when we keep ourselves in that, then nothing can touch like it used to. We become lubricated like a duck's hair, feather. So, the being is stripped of becoming. The being is when you admit you don't know a diddly. When I walk in this room, do you know how I empty myself? I don't know anything. I don't even know why I'm showing up. Because I will be completely stupid if I walk through the door with the idea of what you guys need to know. Then I'm playing games with the mind. Then there has no effect. None. So, then what happens when we are living through this being rather becoming? The only ingredients that is needed is trust, self-confidence. You trust that this way of living could be, just could be, much greater than the way we live. We can try it. Not too many will, because it's not their turn. As the knowledge is away, gone, the identification with the name and form is gone, the weight begins to fall because it was imaginary weight in the first place. Otherwise we couldn't drop it. It was imaginary. It was hearsay. We believed our mother, we believed our father, we believed the society. And I'm telling you, let's for a moment believe this. The thing is that the more you are in contact with the truth, the less you admit you know. Because it has nothing to do with the mind and its knowing. Do you feel it in your heart? So, the faculty that will take us from darkness to light, from death to immortality, like my teacher says, from darkness to light, from unreal to real, it is not to gather more information, but to discard them and just be. Now, you might ask, well, if when I'm just being, can I perform? Not through your mind you can't, because there is no mind to perform. But your performance becomes flawless. Because it is so spontaneous and so unbeknown to the mind that nothing is there to screw it up. And just our being becomes a beam of light. So much are doing, just being. This is the life moving in grace, not by might of the mind, not by the power of the body, but by the spirit. And the spirit is said in the Bible, and I translate it to you, by being. And it's impossible to be the way we experienced it tonight, in future and in the past. So you got rid of the past, you got rid of the future, and you have gotten rid of all the weights on your shoulder, and you fire the mind, because the mind only is fed